This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The start of winter is only 2 months away, and those who provide services for people without homes in Massachusetts are scrambling to make sure they have enough space to shelter people from the cold and enough room to protect them from spreading the coronavirus. This past spring, the virus spread widely in some of the most densely packed homeless shelters. WBUR's Lynn Joliker has more on what people experiencing homelessness in Boston and those who care for them are doing to prepare for the coldest months in the midst of the pandemic.
Nyshall Moore says she's been homeless since she checked out of the state foster care system when she was 18.
And I've been in shelters, lived in the Commons, lived in Park Street.
Now 40, she's facing one of the toughest times of the last two-plus decades.
Now it's hard for us to get into the shelters because of the coronavirus, and we have to get the corona testing, which I understand, but there's limited beds.
Limited beds because shelters have spaced them at least 6 feet apart to comply with CDC guidelines. Moore says she and her husband, Mark Doctor, prefer staying outside because they can be together. And she's nervous about getting COVID-19 in a shelter because she's diabetic and has asthma. But Doctor says they've been calling shelters to get on waiting lists. Looking ahead to the coldest, snowiest nights, they know they'll want warm beds.
You're only human. You have to be inside once and get so cold. Nature is nature. And if you don't take over it by staying out of the way, it will take over you by putting you under.
No individual is going to find themselves out in the cold without a place to stay.
Sheila Dillon is the City of Boston's housing chief and director of neighborhood development. She says because of the coronavirus, more people than normal have been choosing the streets over shelters. In recent years, though, Boston has sheltered 97% to 98% of its homeless population. In winter, shelters have been overflowing with people sleeping on mats. But Dillon says that can't happen anymore. So the city and homeless service providers have secured 4 additional shelter sites for the winter.
We're not going back to crowded shelters. You know, it's impossible to say that if there's a really stormy night and we've got some people, you know, in a lobby, but that is not going to be the norm.
The 4 new sites will add 200 emergency shelter beds to the city's current COVID-limited capacity of 1,064. The facilities will be funded with a mix of state, federal, and private dollars. City officials won't reveal the locations of the winter shelters because paperwork is still being finalized. Dillon says one is an upper floor of an existing shelter. Another is a hotel that's been underutilized during the pandemic.
The locations are scattered throughout Boston. They're not concentrated in any one neighborhood. And we have been very intentional not to put any more strain on the South End or the Mass Cass area.
That's the area around Mass Ave and Melnia Cass Boulevard, which already houses homelessness and addiction-related services and has been hit hard by the opioid epidemic. But even with the additional 200 shelter beds, the city faces a shortfall. Boston officials say to make up the difference, they're working with their nonprofit partners to try to house 150 people in apartments and rooming houses before the cold weather hits. And they're relying on the state to help create additional shelter space around Massachusetts to lessen the strain. One place that's happening is Worcester, which says it's already secured space for an additional 50 to 75 people experiencing homelessness over the winter. Lowell says it's short that many beds for winter, but is working on adding to its supply. A spokesperson from the State Department of Housing and Community Development says the agency is working with shelters to better understand need and expand capacity. DHCD says right now there are more than 2,500 shelter beds for individuals available. But the department did not answer our questions about whether it's projecting a shortfall. Joyce Tavon is Senior Director of Policy and Programs for the advocacy organization Massachusetts Housing and Shelter Alliance. She says she's very concerned about a shortage of shelter beds based on what she's heard from DHCD.
That the system, even with the beds about to be added, is still going to be short 800 beds this winter. And that's not to say, I mean, we know folks are working, you know, diligently to add more beds and reduce that gap, but it is not clear how many are actually going to be added.
Or where they'll be. Boston's Pine Street Inn says the COVID-related capacity issues over the last 6 months have forced it to do something that goes against the organization's mission: tell people they can't come in. Pine Street leased a hotel for some guests it's working to house. But President and Executive Director Lyndia Downey says it's had to limit its forest shelters to about 60% of their regular population level.
We want to be here for people, but at the same time, if we go back to the numbers we had before, even with the personal protective equipment, even with the work we've done on cleaning and sanitation, the COVID numbers are going to go up and we're going to put people at risk. We don't want to go back to a 36% rate of COVID when it was just very, very scary time for everybody.
That was back in April. After that, the positive test rate dropped to 0%. Data from Pine Street Inn show requests for shelter dipped through the summer, but in September they went back up. Almost 800 times someone called or showed up looking for a bed. Downey says the organization tries to help people find alternatives to shelter, such as a family member to take them in. It gives some people financial assistance, or it refers them to the two shelters run by the Boston Public Health Commission. Those shelters haven't been turning anyone away due to space, partly because they set up an additional facility at an old hospital in Brighton. The largest day shelter in Boston, St. Francis House, hasn't been sending people away either. In the early morning, they line up down the block. The organization's president and CEO, Karen LaFrasia, wonders how long that can last.
We've opened up spaces in the building to accommodate more people coming in, but at some point we are going to be in a real dilemma.
There's spread out seating for only 125 people. LaFrasia says St. Francis House currently serves about 300 clients over the course of an average day. They tend to take a shower, see their case manager or doctor, grab a boxed meal, and go.
But we know what's going to happen. It's not going to be nice out, and people aren't going to want to leave. So those 300 people, even if we stayed at 300 people, they will want to and need to be in our building for longer amounts of time. And that's when the problem's going to be most significant.
People experiencing homelessness also know they're in a race against Mother Nature. Dan Reed says being homeless in a pandemic is hard enough.
And through this all, I've been sober. It's got 7 years clean, you know. And I'm just trying to do the right thing. It just seems like more and more things get thrown in front of me to, you know, make me want to use again.
Reed is staying at the Veterans Shelter in downtown Boston. He sleeps in a room with three other men. The other night, one of his roommates was coughing all night, Reed says. There is coronavirus testing at the shelter, but hearing that cough rattled him.
And, you know, I'm in my 60s, and I have underlying diseases that go. So if I get this thing, I'm going to be dead. There's no doubt in my mind.
Reed says even with his income as a fully disabled veteran, he struggles to find an apartment he can afford. He wants his own place to live before COVID-19 catches up with him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.